Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's time for
Certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. We had mentioned it briefly earlier in the program, but the Bozo touchdown parlay failed to hit this week. But more importantly,
eeks.
Yeah. Justin Turpin, he had a lot riding on this pick. Yep. In the words of Hawk Harrelson, he gone. He could pick anybody. We didn't even say it's got to be like minus 115 or plus money. Nope. Anybody you want.
Right, because normally...
We try to keep it in...
Normally, if you're not around a 50-50 pick, like maybe like minus 105, 110, 120 will look the other way. But typically, we're like, we'd prefer it to be a plus money pick.
Yes.
You're at least going to get chirped about it.
Right.
This, we were like, Terp, you take whatever you want.
And he had struggled, and it's the combination of him blowing the Bozo 2 weeks ago, where he was the only one. The Bozo. Bozo.
Okay.
No wonder there's a smile on his face.
I'd watch that Bozo dubbed over. I can tell you that.
Bozo did the dub.
What?
But he struggled this year. He was 1-9, and then he cost us a lot of money over a PS5. And so this week, anybody, it's a must win. Takes Josh Jacobs, the Green Bay running back who scores every single week, at minus 285, and he gets hurt, doesn't score a touchdown. So he's officially out.
And by the way, he got stuffed twice on the goal line. I don't know if you were watching the game, but so he left the game. He was in the medical tent. He came back. He got stuffed twice at the goal line. Yep. Then he left the game, and now he's going to miss weeks.
Yep.
And Terp did that.
So Dice had this idea, and he's texting in right now. He's a frequent texter, tweeter to the program. Listener, we thank him for that.
Yes.
He had the good idea. He's like, hey, if Terp doesn't get this pick, I want his pick. And I was like, I don't hate that. But here's what we're going to do. Jackson, also, you might have heard him from the Jackson 5. We brought that back a couple weeks ago. And he's made a few grab bags for us. His schedule's changed. So he's on when we're on. He's working here behind the scenes when we're here. He's going to take over Terp's pick.
Terp out, Jackson in.
For now.
For now?
We're going to treat it like a survivor.
Okay.
So if he gets his pick right, he keeps going.
Okay.
If he's wrong, we go to Dice.
You good with that, Jackson? Yeah, okay. Thumbs up back there. Jackson's on board.
Then we go to Dice. Same thing. Dice has like a survivor-like run where every time he picks a winner, he gets to stay involved.
Now, Dice, by the way, we should watch this tonight. Dice made a pick right when Terp made his Jacobs pick last week. He has CeeDee Lamb tonight.
Oh, interesting.
So we should track that.
And then
he's like trying to take credit for an Emmanuel Wilson touchdown, which I'm not giving him.
No.
But and he tweeted at us about that.
Yeah, yeah.
But he has CeeDee Lamb tonight. So let's monitor that. But we'll go with Jackson. If and when Jackson gets knocked out, we go to Dice. And then
Shime.
Okay.
And then
what?
How many more weeks are we gonna have?
Yeah. I don't know, the way it's going, three. We're going to need somebody after
right.
that. Yeah.
Well, TBD.
Okay.
I can't. Is Susan and Worcester?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, that's what he's
get
saying.
Her in there. So that's what he's going with. Yeah. But anyway, that's our new plan for the Bozo. That's good.
Just a man and his guitar strumming away.
That is true.
I don't think we've had many of those, right?
Just a man and his guitar?
I don't think so.
No. Going into break here, the lady grab bag
was
back.
Good. Yeah, back. Good lady bag.
Yeah. I thought so.
I liked it.
My Survivor run continues. I took the Baltimore Ravens. They looked like they were going to lose to the Browns,
Lying. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't rooting for the Browns specifically for you to get knocked out of this nonsense Survivor pool that you're still in.
Still in it. Playing by myself. 11 straight wins, though. I'm running out of teams to use. I might be forced.
All by myself.
early look ahead. Yeah. If you're trying to play the game. I might go Pats. I haven't used the Pats yet.
You have not used the Pats. You thought about using them last week.
If Jamar Chase gets suspended for the spit heard around the world, then I'm definitely going Pats.
All right.
If not, I got to take a look at it. But
you heard it there, people.
I think that's what I'm doing.
Playing along.
God damn it! Douglas, come on. What the hell are you doing?
Excuse me?
You can't be blowing all these bubbles at work.
They don't hurt.
Don't blow those.
They're just bubbles, Ron. They pop.
Yeah, well, they're in Doris's hair. They're all over her hair.
So?
So, you're blowing bubbles. You're doing the cha-cha with Doris. This is a workplace, not a grab bag parlor.
What in the world are you talking about, man?
That's from The Chair Company, which that show is fantastic. So that was the sixth episode. That's not from the sixth episode, but last time was the sixth episode. There's two more to go.
Okay.
That guy, Douglas, who works in his office, is sneaky one of the best parts of the whole show. So not to spoil everything, but yesterday he goes, Ron, the morale in the office is really low. And Tim Robinson's Ron. He's like, yeah, I know, Douglas. And Douglas goes, I'm thinking about dressing up as a chicken tomorrow for work.
He's like, don't dress up as a chicken.
And that would spin morale. That would change morale.
Nah, how would that not help morale?
Yeah, no, I think it would help.
Yeah,
I mean, it certainly can't hurt.
Yeah.
The Boston Bruins, Jones, last week had their winning streak snap, but they might start a new one because they beat the Canadiens over the weekend. And tonight, got a nice little game against the Carolina Hurricanes, who've been pretty good this year. Bruins currently lead their division. This is a 7 o'clock game at the TD Garden. If you like the Bees tonight, they are plus 160. So Vegas, Vegas is telling you it's going to be.
Well, they're placing guys on IR left and right, right? Uh-huh. Like Arvidsson out.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows with McAvoy? But no timeline yet, according to Marco Sturm. That was earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say I'd expect them in the lineup here tonight. So maybe they're a little shorthanded, but I kind of like them plus money, Keith.
Okay, me too. Well, we mentioned Bill Belichick quite a bit today. They lost to Wake Forest, and this was after he had said he's not taking the Giants job, so fear not. He's not going to the Giants.
He's not interested.
But locally, the other college football story would be Boston College, Jones. They lost again. Now, they did give Georgia Tech all they can handle.
Oh, yeah.
They gave them an absolute game. The question is, at 1-10 on the season and 0 for the ACC, they wrap up. They get a bye week.
Oh, good.
What's even the point? Well, they have a bye week now.
They need 2 weeks to get ready for the. Who did they play last week?
Syracuse.
Cuse.
On the road, they got to go to the Carrier Dome, which is a house of horrors. So they go. They go to the dome up in Syracuse. That's just a long ride to
get
lose.
Them. I think they're going to get them two games to get ready for it.
So they're going
to
bookend the season.
I think so.
Start with the win, end with
Fordham
the win.
Fordham and Syracuse. If you play, where's Fordham? That's
Fordham
in New York.
Could
isn't
be
it?
Anywhere.
Fordham's in New York, isn't it?
I don't know.
If you play a team from the state of New York, look out because BC is going to get you. I think Fordham's in New York.
Sure. And so they got Syracuse. But, I mean, Bill O'Brien.
It's in the Bronx.
How hot's the seat there?
Thank you. Say it again. Oh, it's hot.
The seat's got to be pretty
every
warm.
Week he's like, every week he's like, these guys just aren't getting coached well. It's like, dude.
You're the coach.
Do less it's there,
like,
Bill.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he admitted.
Grab bag. Aha! Fighter of the bag grab. Aha! Champion of fun. Aha! Jones and Keefe at 1:30 every day for everyone, except when the Red Sox preempt them. Grab bag.
Twitch chat is suggesting BC may lose the bye week. So that's...
It was the bye week.
Yeah, they might lose this week.
Oh, I get the joke. I misread that.
See what's happening there?
I thought they were saying Syracuse is a loss. I misinterpreted.
All right, Jones, what's the bet tonight? Monday Night Football wraps up week 11. The 3-5-1 Cowboys against the 2-7 Raiders. Cowboys on the road, 3.5-point favorites.
Yeah, I like...
Home dog?
Like the Cowboys there.
Cowboys?
Off the bye week?
Yeah.
I like the Cowboys there.
All right,
yeah.
Going there.
Although, the Raiders, we were talking this out. There might be a little to dissect with the Raiders, depending on how that goes.
I think there might be.
On tomorrow's show.
I think you might be right.
As it relates to the Pats, yeah.
I got my first real
grab bag.
Boy, after five and done.
Grabbed. Grab bags. Bled.
Was a summer of 69.
How about this? Baseball Hall of Fame.
Oh.
12 new names will be on the ballot.
Okay.
Coming up. Are you ready for
this? We're small hall guys.
We are notoriously small hall guys.
Okay.
And what did I do with the list? I had the list right here. Here we go.
Yeah?
Yes or no, these guys.
Okay.
Cole Hamels.
No.
Ryan Braun.
No.
Matt Kemp.
No.
Howie Kendrick.
No.
Daniel Murphy.
No.
Rick Porcello?
Daniel Murphy?
Yeah, I said it.
That's a Cy Young winner. No.
Rick Porcello?
Yeah.
Shin-Su Chu?
No.
Edwin Encarnacion?
No, but like four of these have been random ball players.
Yeah, they have. Yeah. These are all kind of taking my material here. Gio Gonzalez?
No.
He's been random.
He has been, yeah.
Alex Gordon?
Is Howie Kendrick? Did we ever get to Howie Kendrick? I've guessed Alex Gordon. No.
No.
A lot of gold gloves for Alex Gordon.
Nick Markakis?
No.
Hunter Pence? No. Yeah, it's not really a who's who joining
all
the
of them?
List. Yeah.
That's it? Yeah, I would say none of them
That's
get
brutal.
Hamels had a good career, didn't he?
Sure.
He's good.
Yeah, a good career. Not a Hall of Fame career, but a good career.
Carlos Beltran, I think, is the guy, right, who is the closest.
Not a Hall of Famer.
70.3% of the vote last year.
Yeah, he shouldn't get in.
He will, though.
That has nothing to do with his post-career cheating or anything like that, but just, like, not a good enough player to get in.
Other holdovers include Alex Rodriguez, Manny Ramirez, Andrew Jones, Chase Utley, Andy Pettit, King Felix. No?
Literally, yes to all of them.
Yeah, those guys, that's a real good list.
Yeah, I know. Bonds and Clemens, I think, are on some veterans committee now. So that they're off the actual ballot.
So they'll get in there?
But they'll be punted to, well, I don't know if they'll get in, but that's how they'd have to get in.
Emptiness is loneliness, and loneliness is cleanliness, and cleanliness is godliness, and God is
grab bag.
Just like me.
Speaking of baseball, Josh Naylor. Over the weekend, back with the Mariners, 5-year deal. I've seen reported 90 to 100 million. I don't think the money was out there initially.
Oh, man, that's it. Five?
Well, that's what
100?
I saw. But don't quote me on that. That was not from passing, but that was just from the story on Twitter. But either way, back with the Mariners, 5-year extension.
Turns out he was a worthwhile get at the deadline.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That's not one that I was real gung ho about Breslow getting. I wanted a righty stick.
Yeah.
But that's one that worked out for them. Good get.
Oh, I knew you were.
Grab bag.
When you walked in, so shame on me now. Threw me to places I've never been. Now I'm lying on the cold hard ground.
Grab bag, grab bag, grab bag.
Well, Justin Fields has been benched. We'll see what happens in a few weeks when the Patriots play the Jets once again. Feels like it'll probably be Tyrod Taylor. But that draft class, Jones, not great.
No.
2021, as much as this past draft, I kind of like most of the quarterbacks. I like Drake May. I like Jaden Daniels when he's healthy. I like Caleb Williams more than most. I know he wasn't great yesterday, but they got another win. I like Bo Nix more than most. Unfortunately, Michael Penis out for the season. And McCarthy sucks.
It was a knee injury, by the way.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't get confused.
But four of those six guys might be pretty good. The draft class in 2021, Trevor Lawrence, who,
bad,
not good, certainly not what was expected. Zach Wilson,
worse.
Trey Lance,
even worse than that somehow, although Wilson's still in the league. I take that back. They're all in the league, yeah.
Justin Fields and Mac Jones, those were the five first-round picks. Trevor Lawrence, obviously the only one still with the team that drafted him and still playing.
People are trying to, he's the best quarterback in that class, but he's nowhere near what he was supposed to be.
And close.
But I'd still take him over Mac. I think people now are trying to say, oh, Mac's actually the best quarterback in that class.
Well, I wouldn't.
He's not.
Far.
But yeah. Lawrence is nowhere near what he was supposed to be. He's pretty bad, but he's still the best in that class.
Grab bag on Jones and Keefe.
Texts are sent in, by the way. They're like, I've sent multiple grab bags of just me playing a guitar. You play them all the time. I was like, yeah, have we?
Is that true?
I don't. I mean, maybe you sent them. Do we play them all the time?
Hey, guys, you missed bad Leroy Brown. Grabbiest bag in the whole damn town. Grabbier than old King Kong.
Sure.
Baggier than a junkyard dog. Boom, boom.
That's not. That's
is
someone,
that who you were thinking of?
That's someone that's a mouth guitar.
Oh, you're thinking of this.
That's not a real one. I'm done.
I think you were thinking of this one?
Definitely not. This is the band of his people.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah, no.
That's it.
Poor Vanessa Carlton.
Yeah.
Making my way downtown.
No, I won't do the whole thing on that. I won't. Don't worry about that. I'm trying to find the other guy, what that guy was talking about. I
apparently, I've forgotten them all.
Is this him?
Greg Black.
No, probably not. No, I don't think so.
Greg Black.
Hey, boxing fans out there, Billy. You excited for the Jake Paul Anthony Joshua fight on Netflix December 19th?
No, but as a subscriber to Netflix, yes.
Yes, right, exactly. I guess I'll watch it.
I mean, this is ridiculous.
Last time I watched, there were Tyson's ass cheeks everywhere. I'll watch this.
Yeah, but Anthony Joshua is like a monster and is like really good shape and like a precision boxer, like really good at the sport. He's lost a couple matches, so like this is why he's doing it, but like I can't. If he loses, then, like, I mean, we obviously know it's all fixed anyway. Like, yep. Anthony Joshua should literally run through.
But, like, credit to Jake Paul, and not a lot of people want to say that, right? But the thing is, we know it's fixed. We all say we're never going to watch it again. And then he gets Anthony Joshua, and you're like, this guy will knock his head off.
Yeah.
I was going to watch the fight against Tank Davis. Like, that one would have been, like, 100 and I forget what the weight was in that, but Anthony Joshua is a established heavyweight.
Yeah, he's like one of the big three or whatever, right? Like, that's like three or four guys.
That's a name I even know. I don't follow boxing.
Yeah,
at
the
all
world wanted to see him Wilder for the longest time, but then they both got losses, so the idea of that kind of faded.
These guys will probably hit the ring at like 1 a.m. again, like they did before.
Perfect.
Yeah, but again, if this wasn't Netflix, I couldn't have cared less.
Yeah, no, I hear you on that one.
Grab back.
Oh, hashtag Dork Podcast tonight, 8:45 live stream on our YouTube, and then it'll be available on the Odyssey app after that. We are doing top 25 video games since 2000.
Oh, wow.
25 best video games last 25 years. So we did movies, 25. I think eventually before the end of the year, we'll try to do TV. But tonight we're doing video games. So as long as it was released sometime after January 2000, it can be included on this list.
It's in play.
Very excited.
Yeah, okay, I like that.
Looking forward to that.
There goes my grab bag. Watch it as it grabs.
Oh, I think I know which one he might be talking
about.
Yeah,
he texted. I didn't realize this was actually him playing guitar.
Good one. I like this one.
It was a winner.
Just plucking the strings.
Yeah.
Real nice.
All right, I apologize, sir.
Yep.
Well done. I do remember that one, yes.
Well met.
Yep.
All right, let's get to the best NBA performer from yesterday. Was it De'Aaron Fox?
No.
28 points, 11 assists. Was it Moses Moody?
Two of the best to ever do it. When you look at Moses Moody.
32 points, zero assists.
Such bad instincts getting in there and helping him. That could have gone on. That could still be going.
Might still be going on to this day.
If you never saved him, that could have kept going.
James Harden. 37 points, seven boards, eight assists.
Yeah, they lost.
Michael Porter Jr., 34 points, nine rebounds, seven assists. Or Lauri Markkanen, 47 points, seven rebounds, and a double overtime thriller and a win over the Bulls.
Moses Moody.
That's not the vote.
Not him.
Lauri Markkanen.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, Jones, let's find out who the random player is today. We're talking about a shortstop who played for three teams in an 11-year career. Minnesota, the Nationals, and the Rangers.
Shortstop, Minnesota, Nationals, the Rangers. Okay.
Two-time All-Star.
Okay.
Finished 16th in the MVP.
Uh-huh.
Also led the league in triples three times. Three times.
Okay. Speedster.
Speedster. Broke into the majors 1999. His last game was after the 2010 season. And he was a 2001 All-Star with the Twins and a 2008 All-Star with the Nationals.
Elvis Andrus.
Nope.
We've had Elvis Andrus, though. That's a good guess.
Twitch chat matters.
Twitch chat has it.
Twins. That's a good point. That doesn't matter, Billy.
Text line has it.
No.
You guys are quick. Quick on the draw.
It's not Royce Clayton.
No.
We've had Royce Clayton. Yeah, I was going to say, is it Howie Kendrick?
It is Howie Kendrick.
No. Yeah, I wanted to say Yunel Escobar. It's not him.
Ian Desmond?
He's a switch hitter.
It's not
Ian Desmond.
Good guess, though.
Switch hitter.
Uh-huh.
And he made $41.2 million
good player
in his career. He's also a career 271 hitter.
Ooh, somebody guess Ian Desmond.
Nope.
It's Christian Guzman?
He got it!
Wouldn't have got that.
Christian Guzman.
Didn't get it.
Congratulations,
and
Christian
wouldn't
Guzman.
Have got it with
Come
much
on
more
down.
Time.
Christian Guzman.
I don't remember him.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. What are you looking at?
No, I was just seeing.
Oh, there's.
Yeah, yeah.
They got it.
They had it on both Twitch and on the text.
Alex Gonzalez, good guess, but no.
Okay, good stuff. There's your random ball player each and every day here on Jones and Keefe. It turns out, after hearing the new names onto the ballot, it's a pretty good place to start looking and familiarizing yourself with the names if you want to guess. Well, not every day. Thursdays, we, of course, have the random football player backed by popular demand. That's Grab Bag. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. We'll see what they have coming up. They got Drake May. Plus, you got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ball. And we'll get to the clip du jour next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.